it still all right? Are you? Can you hear me?
Good to
I've got a beautiful lady voice.
Check. 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 Sandwiches. Check.
Oh.
Sandwiches are good.
Jesse Jones, we're good.
True. Sandwiches are good.
All right.
I'm fueled by sandwiches.
Let's start, shall we?
It's true.
Shall we? We shall. Okay.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Oh my God! Welcome to Stab. I'm your host, John Ross. Welcome. Thank you for coming out. Let's meet our. Do you guys want to meet your contestants? Okay. Good. Okay. Seat number one. We got Kim Martell. Seat number two. Jeff Brown. Seat number three. Jesse Jones. That's it. Jesse Jones. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Kim, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm super.
Good. How many times have you been on the show so far?
I think this is my third or fourth time.
Way to keep track.
Oh, you run it, buddy.
Listen, the teacher doesn't know all the kids' names over the years. You know? Okay. Thank you for being here. I don't know if you guys knew this about Kim Martell. Her nickname is The Body. I don't know if you knew that. I heard it out there on the streets. Not on the streets in that way, just not. Okay. Jeff Brown.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You want to know how bad I am at keeping count? Have you been on this show before?
I have never been on this
show. Okay.
It's my 12th time, actually.
Was there a guy named Kevin Brown on the show? Yes. There was a Kevin Brown on the show. And so when I was looking through who to book, I was like, oh, that's a guy we haven't had in a while. And then I thought it was you.
And then supposed to be here?
No, but you're our regular contributor on our Twitter, and you always play with us. So I went ahead and didn't cancel you.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for being here. No,
the nicest compliment I could receive.
Yeah, so thank you for being here. I don't know if you knew this about Jeff Brown. Him and I shop at the same places, for sure.
Baby Gap, that's where
I
go.
Forever 21. Jesse Jones,
You're
here again.
Am I?
Thank you for being here. Put me in, coach. Jesse, thank you for being here. Do you have anything interesting to banter about?
No.
Okay, good. I don't know if you knew this about Jesse Jones. His entire name is a silent V. Let's play Stab. Okay, we're playing it. Yeah, okay. I don't know why it still makes me laugh. 77 episodes. This first segment's called This Was Today Once. Kim Martell. Hey! Today is National Doctor's Day. Also on this very date, 1968, Celine Dion, Canadian singer-songwriter, was born. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
I know what many of you are thinking. 1968? But that can't be right. Celine Dion has been a fixture of popular culture my entire life. How could her soft rock vocals have single-handedly shaped my childhood if she herself is only 48 years old? How does a woman, a Canadian woman, make an undeniable impact in the American music scene in such a short number of years? And that was 25 years ago! How did someone so young have such a strong grasp of humanity's universal love of staring through an open window and baring our souls to someone who clearly isn't listening? It seems impossible. And now you're thinking, damn, Celine Dion is 48? She never ages. She looks exactly the same as I remember her. Put a little orange lipstick on her and some stirrup pants, and I'd think it was 1996. And do you know who she has to thank for that? Doctors. So in honor of National Doctor's Day, Thank a doctor for the hard work they do, keeping Celine Dion and all the other female celebrities who would otherwise become irrelevant at least marginally fuckable.
Very good. you got your very own sound effect. Very good, Kim. Jeff Brown, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. On this date, 1939, Detective Comics number 27 is released, introducing Batman. Also on this very date, 1981, U.S. President Ronald Reagan is shot in the chest outside Washington, D.C. hotel by John Hinckley Jr. Another two people were wounded at the same time. Let's not forget about them. How about you? How did you choose to celebrate these events combined?
Well, John, after waking up to my alarm clock blaring Bon Jovi's You Give Love a Bad Name, I grabbed a cup of coffee, settled down at my computer, and continued to work on a campaign for a new holiday that I've been getting ready to pitch to the State Assembly, called National Shoot a Rich Person Day.
Good.
After spending countless hours researching Batman comic books alone in my apartment, surrounded by empty Hot Pocket wrappers, I spent about half an hour skimming Ronald Reagan's wiki page. I came to a single conclusion: shooting rich people has numerous benefits to America as a whole. Bruce Wayne's parents shot, boom, Batman. Ronald Reagan shot, boom, no more Cold War. I compiled my argument and posted it to my Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, and Match.com profiles in commemoration of such a momentous date, urging people to make America great again and shoot a rich person. And unsurprisingly, a number of people have contacted me in support. I've actually already set a coffee date for tomorrow afternoon with Match.com user not an FBI agent 89. They seem very interested in my proposal and asked me to bring all of my hard copies to the date. I think this might be the one, John.
Great. Very good. I'll give you one, too. Oh, there you go. Very good. Give everyone one. Very good. Jesse Jones,
yes.
On this date, 1858, Hyman L. Lippman, Philadelphia, patented the pencil. Patented a pencil idea. Also on this very date, 2006, American football player and coach Red Hickey dies. How did you celebrate the aforementioned?
Well, speaking of holidays, this is actually one of my favorites because it's the day that we celebrate the accomplishments of the many people throughout history who have contributed so much to society while overcoming the difficulties they faced throughout their lives by having silly, silly names. Sadly, International Unfortunately Named Historical Persons Day actually falls on the fifth Wednesday of the month, meaning the last time we were able to celebrate it was 2011. And after next year, we won't be able to properly celebrate IUNHP Day again until 2021. So needless to say, I'm taking full advantage of it today. In addition to honoring such notables as Hyman L. Lippman and Red Hickey, I've also been celebrating such unfortunately named luminaries as the inventor of synthetic aquarium gravel and the 23rd man on the moon, Tucker Scrote. Or there's Dottie Folds, who discovered the cures for pancreatitis, blood angers, and was creator of the nickel I made up a word that I can't even pronounce. Nickel emboloscopy. Procedure which helped reduce hospital stays following radiation burns by a staggering 23% in most patients. Then, of course, there's former shortstop for the Houston Astros and the Canadian Olympic baseball team, Tug Dix. South Carolina legislator, Pearl Lee Dribble. She authored the bill introducing the first interfaith urinals to her state. And was also the inventor of the hands-free cat bucket. Rod Swallows, beloved Ann Arbor radio DJ, and man credited with coining the phrase, rub granny awake, because she'll slap the dog if she misses this one. And, of course, the first female prime minister of New Zealand, Lika Seaman.
Very good. There we go. That was This Was Today Once. The show is still called Stab. This next segment, called Reorganization. Please take the following acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In honor of it also being National Learning Disabilities Awareness Month, today's acronym is DUH. D-U-H. DUH. Kim Martell, I forgot your name for a second.
Yeah.
It's late. DUH, what does DUH mean to you? D-U-H.
Department of Underutilized Headspace.
Okay.
The DUH would like to remind you that your underutilized headspace could help impact the lives of others all over the country. Donate your blank, empty, or otherwise unused brain power, and it could help others to succeed. America is full of problems that need solving. Prescription drug prices are skyrocketing. Infrastructure is crumbling. Global climate change threatens to destroy the life as we know it. We're not saying that you should do anything. God knows you're busy. We're just saying that maybe you could give a little of that brain power to someone who will. Fact. The average American stops listening in the middle of a conversation 675 times a year. There are literally hundreds of opportunities for you to make a difference by transferring your passive laziness to someone who wants to contribute to society. Last year, the DUH was able to relocate hours of thoughtless television consumption to a seventh grade girl in Minnesota who was then able to develop a new way to filter water using nothing but old newspapers. Old newspapers! How cool is that? So if you're saying to yourself, someone's gotta stand up and make a difference, but you're pretty sure that person isn't you, then consider the Department of Underutilized Headspace. Is it the right thing to do? DUH.
Very good, Kim Martell. DUH. Jeffrey, what does DUH mean to you?
Gentlemen, have you ever been on a date with a lady and things are going great? When suddenly, just as it looks like the night is revving up to a sexy climax, you instead find yourself being awkwardly tugged on instead of sealing the deal. Then you may be owed monetary compensation through DUH, the Department of Unwanted Handjobs. The Department of Unwanted Handjobs is a government agency founded alongside FDR's other New Deal programs in the 1930s and continues to this day to be the forefront of making sure American citizens don't have to sit through an awkward and unnecessary handjob without adequate financial compensation. If you feel you have been the victim of an unwanted handjob, visit our website at www.duh.gov/I-could-do-a-better-job-myself.html for more information.
Very good. Jeff Brown. Jesse Jones. DUH.
Well, DUH, or debilitating urinary hysterics, is the exact opposite of the phenomenon known as shy bladder syndrome. While individuals with shy bladder syndrome have difficulty urinating in public places, sufferers of DUH have an uncontrollable, usually explosive release of their bladders when urinating at sporting events, movie theaters, or even bars or restaurants, often resulting in intense concussive streams, which have been known to chip porcelain, cause embarrassing splashback soaking, and in many cases result in severe dehydration. In my research this afternoon, I also found that DUH stands for ducking under helicopters. It's a popular pop-punk quartet out of New Brunswick. And deliberate uncle hands, a term which probably needs no further explanation.
Very good. That was reorganization. Hey, Steve, what's the name of this show? Thank you very much. The show still goes down. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. It's back. Topical Haiku Challenge. Wow. This crowd is hot.
Actual fan favorites.
Please have composed three haiku in regard to the following topical story. A 7-year-old girl died on Saturday after a wind gust blasted her bouncy castle and swept it into the air during an Easter celebration near London. Haiku. Kim, you're first. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and when I read this, I still laughed. I still laughed. Okay, your first of three, Kim.
Written in the perspective of a crude carny. You signed a consent. Showman's Guild is not liable in your dumb kid's death.
Jeff.
Hello, Pixar Films. I have a great idea for an Up sequel.
Very good.
I'm glad I didn't do my Pixar one. I was going to try and muscle a Pixar one out, but you had a better one. First is titled The Hand of God. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Jesus hates castles.
Thank you.
Written in the perspective of a mother, she begged for that house. If I don't get it, I'll die. She was such a brat.
Jeff.
A bouncy castle. Just a net that God uses for catching children.
My second is titled Turf War. And no one noticed, hopping away with a smile, Bunny with a knife.
Written in the perspective of the 7-year-old girl. Jesus. Yay, wee! I'm flying! I can't believe Mom tried to weasel out of this.
Very good. Jeff.
This is my favorite one. I saved it for last. Awful things happen when children perform magic outside of Hogwarts.
Nice. My third, titled, Well, There's Your Problem. Easter Saturday? Go ahead, but Jesus won't be there to catch you.
Very good. That was the topical haiku challenge. The show's called Stab Still. This next segment, I seem disappointed. This next segment's called Department of Tourism. Everyone on stage, congratulations. You've just been hired as the new director of your city's tourism board to promote more tourism to that city. Now make us want to come or live to that city. Live to that city. Live in that city. Live for that city. Kim, the name of your city is called Mistletopia. Mistletopia.
Spring is in the air. It's time for you to plan a romantic trip you'll remember all year long. Disneyland? Bitch, please! Do you remember what happened last time you went to Disneyland? The lines were long and the rides were full of children. She ate 2 funnel cakes and her feet hurt and you didn't even get laid. That hotel cost $431 a night. That should be illegal. Skip the expensive mainstream theme parks and surprise your significant other with a trip to Mistletopia, New Hampshire's second most popular Christmas tree theme park. Located conveniently off I-93, Mistletopia is over 4 full acres of beautiful landscaped industrial park. With several certified herpes-free restaurants, couples spa, and rides of all comfort levels, Mistletopia is the perfect place to suck face in a holiday-themed wonderland. Be sure to stop by our newly renovated Sploosh Mountain and ride the log jam. Book a 2-night stay for you and your spouse and a friend and get a special swinging in the spring three-way discount. Maybe your wife will be cool with it. It probably wouldn't hurt to ask, right? Come on down to Mistletopia and get those nuts cracked, son.
Very good, Kim Martell. Mistletopia. Jeff Brown, the name of your city is called Something's in Your Teeth, Phil. Something's in your... I'm sorry.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, Something's in Your Teeth, Phil.
The following is a paid advertisement by Floss, the fresh lease on Sensible Solutions Group. Are you the kind of person who feels like they're missing something? Like a part of you is going unexplored? Like there is something that everyone around you sees in you, but you just can't manage to pinpoint, even though it's on the tip of your tongue? Then maybe you should take a trip to Something's in Your Teeth, Phil. Yes, Something's in Your Teeth, Phil, a quiet farming community wedged tightly between the Rocky Mountains to the west and the Appalachians to the east. Known for its corn crops, bubblegum factory, and annual caramel festival, caramel, not caramel, caramel. Something's in Your Teeth, Phil, is a community that stays with people long after they've left. Just take the I-90 north until you see exit 104 and, well, you've got it. Wait, no, you take a left. No, you're left. Yes, you've got it. You've got it. No, okay, my left, your right, then, okay, up a little. There, you've... Something's in your teeth, Phil. You got it.
Very good, Jeff. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Tartar Saucington. God, I love saying that. Tartar Saucington.
Saucington.
Tartar Saucington.
Oh, I should have thought about it like that.
Avast there! Ye dry and flaky cur! Ye be trespassing on the sovereign lands of the port of Tartar Saucington! If ye wish to stay ashore, on your head be it. But beware the mysterious local flavor of Tartar Saucington's residence. The tide, she does bring in all sort to port. While away the days, dipping your sticks in the cool, tangy, lumpy Tartar Saucington Bay. What's that brushed up again, ye? Who's to say and why's to bother? Just shut your eye and try not to think too hard about it. Arr, it be best that way. If you think ye possessor of tastes more refined, then perhaps you should find your way aboard the ferry to Cocktail Sausalito. 'Twas a time not too long ago before the hoi polloi moved in and gentrified the neighborhood that it was simply known as Ketchupington. And be ye warned, bold adventurer, it be ill-advised to visit the port of Tartar Saucington in the summer months. As sitting out, baking in the oppressive heat of the blazing sun for extended periods of time causes the climate of Tartar Saucington to turn from crisp and refreshing to at best disgusting and at worst downright dangerous.
Very good. That was Department of Tourism. Oh my God! This brings us to our final category of the evening. Oh, I'm sorry. Dating profiles of the fictional and or non-fictional. You three have been given these characters to write dating profiles for. Kim Martell, you were given a poor man's Mariah Carey.
This is a pretty short one. Personally, I think there's no replacement for Mariah Carey, so this is tough for me. Look, we all know what they want for Christmas, and it's Mariah Carey. But if you're the type of man who will wait until a few days after Christmas for those special markdowns at Walgreens, then I might be the right girl for you. All my friends say I look like her when I ask them. And we're both vegetarians. And we both have Jack Russell Terriers named Jack. So there's that. Sure, I don't have legs that are insured for $1 billion, but do you know what I do have? A job. Working at the cosmetics counter at Peebles Department Store out on Reservoir Road. If you're looking for somebody who will stick with you for the high notes and the low, send me a snap at Moonlight Bay. That's Moonlight Bay, MoonlightBea.
Very good, Kim Martell. A poor man's Mariah Carey. Jeff Brown, please have written the dating profile of the fictional and or non-fictional seal.
I got really excited when I first read it because I thought it was a seal and I had so much to work with.
You could have
gone that way. It was capitalized, though. It was a problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Next time. I'll remember.
That's exactly.
You're getting a seal next time.
Kevin Scott Brown's going to love that seal.
Hey, girl. Are you a parentless vigilante dressed in black? Because you look like you're wondering how I got these scars. That's just a bit of humor. Actually, it's lupus. Oh, if you enjoyed that bit of wit, then maybe we should meet. I'm a recent divorcee on the hunt for a woman who is tired of men not comparing her to a kiss from a rose on the gray, whatever the hell that means. I'm a laid-back kind of guy who is content to just stay in for the night with some popcorn, a warm fireplace, and a copy of Scarface on Blu-ray. Ha ha, that's just another bit of humor. Again, it's lupus. Jesus. I'm looking for someone to keep up with my active lifestyle and is open to dropping everything at a moment's notice to take a long road trip across state. Just you, me, and a mixtape featuring Scar Tissue by the Red Hot Chili Peppers on repeat for several hours. Haha, like I said before, it's lupus. I don't know why I need to keep repeating that fact. I love to travel. My favorite destinations, well, I'm always partial to the Grand Canyon. Look! It's lupus. Lupus is an inflammatory disease. 1.5 million Americans have it. I am more than just a face that looks like the aggro crag from Nickelodeon's Guts. So if that sounds like somebody you may be interested in, click yes. No German chicks, please.
Very good. Jeff Brown. Very good. Does he really have lupus?
Yep.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's a form of lupus. It literally just goes above the neck.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So downstairs is fine.
He should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
That's a selling point. In parentheses and very small.
Heidi Klum, I don't like her anymore. She left a man with lupus. I think he cheated on her, though, so whatever. All right. I don't know. Why do I know this information? Okay. Jesse Jones, the dating profile you were given is Kate from John and Kate plus 8. Yeah. Ugh. You know, topical.
Yeah. Could be for all I know. User, Kate plus 8 minus 1 plus you, question mark? 41, Wernersville, Pennsylvania, sign Aries, offspring has kids. Might want more. My self-summary. Ever dream of going out with a woman who's famous for having a lot of things come out of her vagina and turning that into an exploitative dating show that I'll be pitching to anyone who's still taking my calls? Well, your horrible, horrible dreams have just come true. A lot. What I'm doing with my life. Desperately clinging to relevance. Since I have absolutely zero marketable skills outside of being able to hold a lot of babies inside me at once and then raise them on TV. I'm really good at gestating human life with the assistance of fertility drugs, then being on TV with them for no reason. Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food. Dancing with the Stars. K+8. Celebrity Wife Swap. K+8. Sextuplets Turning 10. And Celebrity Apprentice. I've been on all those shows. And all this TV is what I put where my soul should be. Six things I could never do without. Fertility drugs. At least 4 of my 8 kids. And my agent, whose empty pit of humanity is the only one I've known to rival my own. I spent a lot of time thinking about ways to exploit my children. The creeping terror of people no longer wanting to watch me parent on television. And where at least 4 of my 8 kids are. On a typical Friday night, I am bargaining with the master of lies. Offering up the remaining fragments of my children's souls for another season on TLC. Knowing full well that I will never be forgiven by any deity I call to in my waning moments. You should message me if you understand that your place in the 8th circle is as guaranteed as mine. And that to embrace that fact now will allow us at least these blessed memories to cling to, as we are infected with disease which will not kill us, and suffer forever wounds which repeatedly heal only to be reopened by the tearing of demons. Or if you just want to get a drink and pitch me your reality show idea.
Very good. That's the end of another episode of Stab. One more time, Kim Martell. Jeff Brown, very good. And Jesse Jones, one more time. It's here for you, all of you. Clap for yourselves. Yes. If you'd like to hear more Stabs, please go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stabforgold.com, www.stab4gold.com. Check us out on Stitcher, iTunes. If you have a smartphone right now, you guys, go to iTunes, subscribe to our show. We have like 70 episodes on there. And listen to them all tonight before bed. Thank you guys for being here. Good night. Thank you guys.